Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spiro. Meseches Bava Kama has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Bava Kama Daf Pei Aleph. The Gemara on the bottom of Pei Aleph Beis brings a brisa, Asara Tnoim Hisni Yeshua. There was 10 Tnoim that Yeshua made when they came into Eretz Yisrael. And the brisa says one of them was, Umayin Hayotze Metchilo, B'nei Yair B'stap K'bimedu. If someone has a bayan, the halacha is that the people of a city are allowed to take from the person's bayan. So Tosfos, the Rabascho bayan, as a kasha from a gemara by the Zohar Daf Mem Zayin. The gemara over there has a suffix. What's the halacha if someone bows down to a bayan? What's the halacha? Is all the water us or only the water that's in front of him? The gemara has a kasha. What's the suffix? What's your shayla? The gemara asks that the chayyur is halacha bayim shal rabba beid esar. That a public water can't become Nesar. So the Gemara answers, "Veshanin the Navi Me'ari," that it's coming from his land. So Tosis asks, "L'chayyur, very good, but there's a Tekanas Yeshua. And if we say that Tekanas Yeshua is even in Chutzlaret, Bishlam, we say Tekanas Yeshua is not in Chutzlaret. So we'll say that the Gemara is going in Chutzlaret, but you don't have Tekanas Yeshua. But Tosis says the Gemara Namah Beis comes out that you say Tekanas Yeshua even in Chutzlaret. So there's no such thing as someone having a privately owned Mayan. So what does the Gemara Avodah Zarah mean? The Navi Me'ari." So Taisa by us answers, V'yesh l'chalik, ben yoytze me'edu v'torach by v'chofre. That is a Tekaras Yeshua is only by a Mayon that came by itself. Came out, maybe that would be shot in the Lashon of a yoytze metchilo, that it came out new by itself. But if someone goes ahead and he digs himself a Mayon, he makes himself his own Mayon, and he was tereach boy, then Tekaras Yeshua wasn't sent, and that would be the pshat in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Zayin. And Tosfos and Avodah Zarah also asks his kasha, and he says a different teretz. Tosfos and Avodah Zarah answers that the story on Avodah Zarah is talking about when it didn't go out of his land. That Kolzman, it's in his land, so then the halacha, you don't have to connect Yeshua. The whole Tekanas Yeshua is only when it goes out of his sada. So the Shita brings B'Shem Rabbi Yonason that the halacha is that Nichal in the Takana of a Mayan Yetzir Betchila is that you're allowed to go into the person's land to take the water. And the sheet over there breaks down from the Ram Miskarto that he asks on Rabbi Yonason that very nice is the Takana that you're allowed to take from the Mayan, but what gives you a right to go into the person's Rishus? And therefore he says that the whole Takana of Yeshua would only apply if for some reason anyhow have Rishus to go into his Sada. And maybe he means the halacha that part of one of the Tanayim that the Gemara speaks about later on was Shloimeh's Takana Mahalchim Mishvila Rishus Achatera V'Yishniya. When there is a Rishus to go into the person's field, then you could go and take from his Mayan, but there's no special halacha that you're allowed to go into his field. So see, there's a machlekes in the Shita whether or not a person is allowed to go into this field or not. But both of them clearly hold not like Tosfos and Avodah Zarah. Tosfos and Avodah Zarah holds that the whole Takana was only said when it goes out of his field. Kolzman, it's in his field, you don't have the Takana. Even the Meram Miskarto only argues that he says that the Takana only applies when you're able to go into his field. But the din of the Mayan is that you're allowed to take from it because you have no way to get to it, because you have no way to go through his field. If you look at the Shita brings that Lafita Rambam, it's Betur Tosfos Kasha. So he doesn't explain, but the Rambam in Niskimam in Parakei Alocha Gimel, where he brings down all the Tanayim of Yeshua, over there, when he explains the din of Mayon, he says, "V'chein histah shamayin ayitz betchila b'nei oisa ir sheyotz begvula mistap k'mimenu, afal pishein ikroi begvula b'chelkom." Even though the ikr hanor, the place where the Mayon started, is not in their chelik. Other people are not allowed to take with it. So you look in the Hemek Shailah and Kuf Mem Zayin, Ois Gimel, there it seems that he learns that the Pshat in the Rambam is that there's no heter to go ahead and take other people's Mayonis. Just if someone has a Mayon that comes in his field and then it goes into someone else's field, goes into someone else, or it goes into some different city where there the Mayon goes on and goes into their Gvul, they're then allowed to take it, but not other people. The Rambam says other people from a different city can't come in and take from this Mayan. Didn't become Hefker Bakol. It's just a din that when your Mayan goes into my field, goes into other person's Gvul, so even though Medina, the Halacha should be that it should belong to the person wherever the Mayan started coming from, wherever the starting of the Mayan is, but since And that was the Takanas Yeshua, that once it goes into someone else's gvul, that person is allowed to go ahead of them. That city, if it goes into a different to a place, I guess a public place in the city, the whole Bnei Ya'ir are allowed to go and use that mayun. So if he's that, Ochari the Shita means to say, the Taisis Kash is not Shver. The Teretz of the Rama will be similar to Taisis Avodah Zarah, but as long, which with little more of a herichah, that even if it went out of the person's tzadab, as long as it didn't go into someone else's place, didn't go into someone else's rishus, or kapadim, even if it went into someone else's rishus, kapadim, it didn't become a mayan shal rabim, it's just the person that owns the mayan, and the person that went into his rishus is allowed to use it, and maybe that's why the Gemara in Avodah Zarah's Teretz of Navi Me'are still applies. The next Tanai that Yeshua made was Machakim bi Yamashal Tferyo, you let it go fishing in the Yamashal Tferyo, Uvavad shall Yifres Kela. As long as you don't spread out a Kela, which Rashi explains that you make sort of like a fence in the water out of reeds that will trap fish. So that you're not allowed to do. That would be a kvodik thing in the middle of the Nar, that you're not allowed, middle of the Yamashal Tferyo, that you're not allowed to do. Why? So Rashi learns v'yamid es ha-sfino, because that would make that sfinas can't go. If you put up fences in the middle of the yam, sfinas won't be able to go through, and that halacha is that you can't do. So the Rashba asks on Rashi that the loshen is not mashma that it's a sfinas tam uvad shlo yifres kela v'yamid es ha-sfino. It's mashma, it's a new thing. It's not mashma that the reason why it can't be pyres kela is because it's going to be ma'amid sfino. And also he says that if Even if he doesn't have to speak out shelo yamid esfino, but a kaponim should say vilo yamid esfino. You shouldn't be paris kela, and therefore you will not be yamid esfino. The yamid esfino is mashba, to do thing. So in the text of Rit adds on Rashi, and he says that he doesn't think that, he says the yamashal tferya wasn't a big place where the boats went through. The different boats went through. It's a small yam. It's not a big yam that we have room for boats to go through. So therefore, the Rashba learns a different pshat. He brings B'shem the Ravid that the Yamnes Esfina is part of the Betzias of being Peretz Akela. When you're Peretz Akela, in order to be Peretz Akela, you have to bring a whole Sfina and be Peretz Akela. You have to bring a whole Sfina there to put down the fence. It's just a chelik of the din of the Yifres Hakela V'Yamnes Esfina. The Taisis Rid learns a little differently. He learns that the Yamnes Esfina is entirely a new thing. The halacha is that you're allowed to be Mechakim V'Yamashal Tferya. Now, it's a new thing that even when you're machaking, even when you're just fishing with a hook, with a fishing rod, but you now let it go and be Yamar Esfina. You now let it take a big fishing boat in the middle of the Yamashal Tferya and be convey yourself there and fish from the boat. You have to fish from the shores, you can't fish from a boat. Now, in the din of Yifres Kela, Taisvis, the Ramaschal Machakin, speaks out that the din of the Yifres Zakela is going on Shevet Shal Naftali, on the Shevet that owned the Yamashal Tferya L'chatchila, so he is allowed to do what he wants there. He doesn't have to fish dafka with a fishing rod, with a chika, with a hook. He could fish with nets, b'rishos b'mechmoiris of a resh, use traps and nets to catch fish. But he has the Shevet that owned it had it, the Yeshua was besakin that he can't be Peres Kela. And the other Shvatim, they're only allowed to fish with a hook, and they're not allowed to do Rishasa. So the difference between Shevet Naphtali and the other Shvatim was whether or not they're allowed to fish with Rishasa or Mechmoiris. And no one's allowed to be Peres Kela, and everyone's allowed to be fish with a hook. That's Shitas Taisis over here. The Rambam is Chaylik. The Rambam is a word that Yifres Takela is going on the other Shvatim. Isra of the Yifres Takela is going on the other Shvatim, not on Shevet Naphtali. Shevet Naphtali is allowed to do what he wants. And the Magen Mishnah explains in the Rambam, and the Rambam holds that Rishas Tamechmaris is Nichlal and Chika, and therefore the Shvatim also have a right to do that also. We'll see it on Mabez, and the Gemara on Mabez exactly had a Cheshbin, there's a Gemara on Mabez, had to work out the Gemara's of Yitaisis on the Rambam, there's a Mahalach from the other Achorin, we'll see later on. One of the tnaim of Yeshua is that you're allowed to be malakdim itzim misdaiseim. You're allowed to collect wood from people's fields. So the Gemara says, Loi omron ela behizmi vihigi, only by wood, it's very nachash of wood from thorn bushes, Aval b'shar eitzim loy. Regular wood, you're not allowed to take. V'afilu b'hizbi ahigi loy amr nal m'mechubarim. Only if they're attached to the ground. Aval b'tlushin loy. V'afilu m'mechubarim, even if they're attached, loy amr el b'lach. Only if it's wet, aval b'yaveshim loy. U'v'vachil y'sharish, there's another halacha, you can't uproot anything. So Rashi explains that what's the difference between tlushin and m'chubarim and yaveshim and lachim. Rashi says that tlushin, it's talking about, seems from Rashi, that the Bailam alone were toilish, not that it just fell off by itself. The Bailam alone were toilish, the Eitzim. And therefore, since he was Tereach, therefore you're not allowed to take it. Because he wants them, he needs them, he wants them, he obviously wants them for something. And then Rashi explains that Yavesham also, even if they're Mechubar and the Baal Bais didn't do anything yet, but since they're Yavesh, they're more right for fire. And therefore, the Baal Bais would want it for our, therefore you're not allowed to take it. So you're only allowed to take something that's not Tolish, that the Baal Bais wasn't Tolish, and that it's Lach. Once it's Yavesh, the Baal Bais has dasted it already to use for a firewood, and you're not allowed to take it. The Shita B'Kubetzes brings from the Ramah different Pshat in the Gemara. He learns that the side of the Heter over here to take Eitzim, you can't stop take Eitzim from other ones, only because the person doesn't want the Eitzim. And the reason why a person wouldn't want the Eitzim is because it's being Machish's field. It's making his field weak by being Yonik from the field. We have wood here that he doesn't need, that he doesn't want. He has other uses that he wants his field. He wants to grow other things in his field. And the Eitzim are coming and being Yonik from the field. So therefore says the Gemara that this Heter is only when it's Mechuber, while it's attached. If it's not attached anymore, so it's not being Yonik from the field, so the person doesn't mind it being there, so you're not allowed to go and take it. Then the Gemara adds on that Hu Adin, the whole Heter is only when it's Lach. When something's still moist, that means that it's still being yonik from the karka. It will be yavesham once it dries up, once these branches are already dried up, so they're not anymore being yonik from the karka. So even though they're mechubar to the karka, but since they're not being yonik anymore, so they're not being machish, the person's field, they're not making his field weak, therefore he has no reason for you to go and take them. He doesn't want you to take them away. He doesn't mind if they're there, and therefore you're not allowed to go and take them once they dry up. The whole heter is only when something is growing, and something's lach, and it's mechubar lekarka still, and it's being machish the field, then there's a heter to go ahead and take those eitzim. And the Gemara goes on to discuss the next tanai. The next tanai is that you're allowed to be malakad asavim b'chol mokoyim, chutz b'sada tilton. You're allowed to go and collect grass from any place, besides for a sada tilson. So the Gemara has a kasha, the member of the Tilson, ma'alulala asavim. So it seems, why would there be exclusion of Sada Tilson? It seems the reason is, because in Sada Tilson, a person wants his asavim there, a regular field. He doesn't keep mind so much if people take his asavim. So therefore, Yeshua made it tonight that people had to take the asavim. Hashegin in Sada Tilson, a person wants it there, and therefore, that was excluded from the tonight that you're not allowed to take the asavim from a Sada Tilson. So the Gemara has a kasha, v'remidu ha-tilson sh'olsa mini asavim, im mechayven ha-silakar. Halacha is that we're not mechayvim to be oiker to get rid of the asavim or the tilson, even though it would seem to be a problem of kalayim. Still, halacha is that you don't have to take it away. So Rashi explains what would be the reason why ein mechayvim oisilaka. Rashi says l'fida bal korchei osalitloi, because but the reason why we don't make him go take it out is he's anyhow going to end up taking it out. Why? Shemaf says a tilson, since this grass is very bad for the tilson, so we know for sure the person's going to take it out, so therefore we're not mechayivim to go be oikrit. So this is the Gemara's raya, that must be that asavim is not good for tilson. Why are you telling me that asavim is not nechal netanayo Yeshua? L'chayra, from this braisa about kalayim, we see that obviously that asavim is very bad for the tilson, ad kidei kach, that we're not mechayivim meisavakar, because we know for sure he's going to take it out. And that's how Rashi learns the din of ein mechayivim meisavakar. Tosfos argues on Rashi, asks that l'chayra ein mechayv anoseh lakar is mashba that it's not osur ba'anah at all. And also Tosfos doesn't understand why shouldn't if we see he's not taking it out, why shouldn't we go and take it out? So therefore Tosfos says a different pshat. And there the Ri says that there's no isser at all. The reason why we're not mechayv him to be oikurit is not because we know he's going to be oikurit, because we don't. There's no problem with him not being oikurit. He can leave it there. And he says the reason is because he's talking about a case where he wasn't Zerea, his climate came up by itself. Lashon Tilsa Sha'olsa Mine Asavim. It's Mashma came up by itself. And Taisa says, and the Chiddush over here is that there's no Isser Mekayim Kalayim, even though he didn't plant it anyhow. So what's the Chiddush? Taisa says the Chiddush is that there's no Isser Mekayim Kalayim. So Taisa in the first Tarot says it's going like Rebbe Kiva. Rav Kiva's shita is that there's an iser deraisa to be mekayim kolayim. And Tosfos in the second Torah says that no, even like derabbanan, it could be that the midrabbanan akapanim, we don't allow people to have kolayim, even kolayim that he didn't plant. It happened by itself. And the rabbanan holds there's no iser to be mekayim kolayim. The iser is zriyas kolayim. Aval pikein, people are going to think that he planted it. And therefore, the price of he has to speak out that since it's not good for it. So therefore, both like Rabbi Kiva, we don't look at it as a Mekayim Kalayim. He doesn't want it there. That's not being Mekayim Kalayim. Mekayim Kalayim means something that someone is happy that he has Kalayim there. And like the Rabbanon, no one's going to be Choshed him. And therefore, says Tais, it's not like Rashi that the reason why we don't have a problem is because we know he's going to take it out. The reason why we don't have a problem is because there's no problem with him leaving it there. There's no problem of Kalayim over here. So Tosfos, when he explains the pshat that it goes like Rebbe Kiva, Tosfos says that the Rebbe Kiva says that Mekayim Mekalayim Loike V'Lav Malkus Mamashu. You're not going to get Mamash Malkus. The Lav She'im Be'Maisu. It's a Lav She'im Be'Maisu. Elei Sur Ba'Alma. It's going to be an Isser. There's not going to be any Malkus, but it's a Lav She'im Be'Maisu. So Mikdash David in Siman Samach Aleph and the Chelek Zeroyim, he has a kasha from a Tosfos Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. Tosfos Avodah Zarah Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. But there the Gemara is discussing the din of Reitzah B'Kiyumai. Avodah Zarah is the din of Reitzah B'Kiyumai that a person can hire himself to do work with Chavius of Yayin Nesach for a guy, because even though he's not having a no directly from the Yayin Nesach, but since without the Yayin Nesach he wouldn't have any job, he wouldn't have any work, that's called Reitzah B'Kiyumai and it's Aser. So the Gemara is discussing what's the halacha with kalayim. Is there a din of reitzah b'kiyumei b'kalayim? Because would that be nuchal on the isser of mekayim kalayim? So Tosfos over there asked the kasha. Tosfos, the Rebbe Maaser Rebbe Kiva asked the kasha. From Toymar heyach sal kedaitich lo yichiach belaka haya aser ilav lemutei tifl if yishal reitzah b'kiyumon deilis daker b'da aser l'kayim hasam u'oysa maisa b'isser sh'oysa geder. That's when he makes a fence. Avahocha inka maisa klal b'isser. Shekin over here Tosfos says there's no maisa at all. And Tosfos seems to hold that if there's no maisa at all, there's no iser. The whole iser is only if you do some sort of maisa to be mekayim. But if you don't do any maisa, you're just happy about it, you just want it, you just rotze b'kiyumon, Tosfos says there's no maisa at all, and therefore it shouldn't be iser. So ask the Mikdash David, how could Tosfos over here come along and say that there's no maisa? If there's no maisa, ask the Mikdash David, then Tosfos, the chayyot should be like Tosfos says over here in Avodah Zarah Samach Dalet, that you shouldn't be over. You shouldn't be Isser at all. Calls by you don't do a Maisa to be Mekayim. It's not called being Mekayim Kalayim. So the Mikdash David explains that Tosfos over there, when he comes to answer his Kasha, Tosfos says that Mikol Makay Machshavtei Mashvilei Maisa, Kimin Shu Oisa Maisa LeBesayif Kishu Oikru. When he's Oikru at LeBesayif, and that makes that the Maisa B'Shas the Kiyum, the Machshavtei HaBeshas the Kiyum, that makes it into also Mekayim Kalayim. So Mikdash David explains that over here also it's talking about afterwards he's going to be accurate and he's going to feed it to his behemoth. So we're going to see that he wants the asavim. He's happy with the asavim. To have the etzem asavim, even though he doesn't want it to be a kalayim because it's ruining his tilsim, but he wants the etzem asavim. But so therefore says the Mikdash David that you're going to have the maisel b'saif. But he explains that the taste over there says that the maisel b'saif helps. That's just to establish that you were a Mekayim Kalayim. That's Begaleh from the fact that afterwards we see you going and taking the Asavim and using it for yourself. That's Begaleh that you really wanted it the whole time, that you had a Machshava that it should be there. And therefore, that would be the Chavs of Mekayim Kalayim. Tosfos also has to be some sort of Asi over here to establish that you're a Mekayim Kalayim. But Aval Pikein says in Mikdash Tov, what Tosfos writes by us, that it's a Lav She'im by Maisa, that there's not going to be Malkus, that's true. That's Pasha that the Maisa afterwards is not a Maisa enough to make that you could get Malkus. It's enough of a maisa to establish that you are a Mekayim Kalayim. But the maisa you would need by Mekayim would have to be a maisa of Kiyum. The maisa of taking the Asavim afterwards is just Megala on Machshavta. And therefore, Tosfos, even though Tosfos in Avodah Zarah says that when there's no maisa at all, the halacha is that it's not a Mekayim at all, over here we're talking about there is a maisa. But Afal Pikein, Tosfos says that it's a Lav She'im by maisa because B'shasta Asiyas HaBakiyum, when you were being Mekayim, at that point there was no maisa, and therefore it's Pasha that the maisa afterwards is not enough of a maisa to have a din of Lav She'ish by maisa in order to give Malkus. Now this whole Kash of Mikdash David and Lefida Chazanish and Kalayim, Perak Beis, Oysir Aleph, is not Shver. The Achorinim are Matam on this Tosfos. Exactly why Tesis holds that you need to have a Meister for Mekayim. Why where's Tesis' assumption that you need to have a Meister for Mekayim? And the Chazadish explains that Tesis only is talking about an Asada Shal Acherim. In your own field, if you're happy that you have Kalayim, that alone is an Isser. But you being happy that someone else has Kalayim, that's not called being Mekayim. Since you're not the Balabayas, since you're not in charge of the field, that's not called being Mekayim Kalayim. It's only in your own field that you can be Mekayim Kalayim. So if you go do a Maisa in someone else's field, you go, you put up a fence, you do some sort of Maisa, that of course is a Mekayim Kalayim, even in someone else's field, as long as you did a Maisa. But the fact that you had a Machshava, that you're happy that there's Kalayim there, as long as it's not your own Kalayim, it's not your own field, says the Chazanish, that's what places over there, and Avodah Zarah is assuming that there will be no Isser. And therefore, it's Pashat that the Mikdash Tov is Kashat not Shvera. But here we're talking about his own field. And his own field, of course, is an Isser of Mekayim Kalayim, as long as he's happy that there's Kalayim here. Rashi, before, on the top of the Amud, the Ramaslu Malaktim Eitzim, Rashi says, Malaktim Eitzim Yisod HaChaveiroi, V'chein HaSovim L'maycho Behemo. Rashi says, at the HaSovim, what would you do with the HaSovim? You would feed it to the Behemo. And Rekiv Eger, in Gilead HaShas, is B'tzayin, Ayin B'bam Metziyat Afkuv Zayinim Et Alf, Toist of HaMaslu Hani Tachli. The Toist over there, there's a Gemara that says, Hani Tachli, Kress, the Bei Kisna, Eimah Mishub Gezel. If there's Tachli there in the field, a field of Pishton, doesn't have a Din Gezel. Rashi says, because it's Mafsa the Pishton, so therefore the Baal Bais is very happy for everyone to come and take it out. So Tesis asks, L'chayr, what do we need a special Chiddush of Hani Tichli, the Bei Kisna? What happened to our Tanai? Avagash Histi Yeshua Shem Lakta Sam Mechol Mokoyim. So why do we need to have a special chiddush over here of Hani Tachi to be Kistel? So you're always allowed to be Malachim HaSovim. So Tosis answers that the Gemara by us says that Tanai Yeshua is Dafka HaSovim that aren't Roy of the Michael Adam. These Tachli are Roy of the Michael Adam. And therefore it says Tosis that the whole heter is only on Michael Behema, not on Michael Adam. So that's what Kveg is being saying, that that's the pshat in this Rashi. The Rashi possibly is coming to answer Tosis' question like Tosis does over there. And say that something that's Royal Michael Adam of like Tachli doesn't have the Tanai or Yeshua. Now there's a Ridvaz in Hilchas Kalayim on the side of the Rambam in Perak Beis Alacha Ches. The Ridvaz assumes over there that there's no Din Kalayim on a Michael Behemo. The Isser Kalayim is only on something that's Royal Michael, something that's Roy for a Michael Adam. And the Ridvaz speaks out that he asked it himself, that L'chari we see in the sugya on Baba Kama Pei Aleph, that Tilson, Sha'osa Mini HaSovim, there's problems of Kalayim. So Chiddush, Eim Chayim HaNeis HaLakar, it's before that there's a problem of Kalayim. So he says, Sarach Loimar, that these HaSovim are Roy L'Maychal Adam, Te'inach Hanami. We have to say it, we have to be Matrik, that these HaSovim are Roy L'Maychal Adam. So Tzarech Hi and Hadar Advaz is gonna stims with Rashi and Tosfos. Both Rashi by us, both Tosfos and Baba Kama, both say clearly that we're talking about Michael Behemo. And it would seem from Rashi Tais will come out not like the din of their advaz assumes that even something that's only Roy the Maicha Behema still has an Isser Kalayim. So the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara gives two terutz into this stira. The Gemara first answers, the first terutz says, Kamla Zera, Kamla Zirim. And the Gemara explains that Liz Zera, that you need, you're using it to plant, so it needs to be very strong to be able to grow again, so then it's bad for it. And that's why Imachai Benei Selakar, that's the price of Imachai Benei Selakar. And Erga Mar that says that Tanai Yeshua doesn't apply in the Sada Tilson is talking about Lazirim. And Lazirim, it's good. The Chikaimi Benei Asavim Mirkava. Mirkava Pashat means that it could grow onto the Asavim, the Tilson. It's very good for the Tilson. Some Rishonim have a Girsa Mirkecha. That it makes it softer, better to eat. And the Gemara says the second tarot, it's Ibai Seba Kan Adam Kadal Behemo. The Kibindal Behemo Hudizara Asavim Nami Boilo. It depends what you're planning on doing with the Tilson. If the person is eating the Tilson, then he doesn't want Asavim. But if the Behemo is eating the Tilson, so then he doesn't mind that the Asavim growing, it's good for him to have Asavim also. And then then the Tanai Yeshua wouldn't apply in a case where it's Zara the Behemo. So Tesis asks, that Im Kane, that you're not allowed to take B'tanai Yeshua is talking about where it's good for it and where it would be Kalayim. So ask Tosfos, how could we say that you're not allowed to go and take it out because the Bailam want it. If the Bailam want it, that means it's Kalayim. So there's Isser Kalayim. For Omar Perkama the Mayukotan should tick to you mafkirin call as soda sheesh by Kalayim, that you're mafkir any field that has Kalayim. So the Chazanish in Perak Bays Isir Aleph in Hilchos Kalayim, Chazanish speaks out that Tosis doesn't mean to ask that automatically has a din hefker. He says, because he says it's poshut that the din that they were mafker called soda sheesh by Kalayim wasn't a hefker bezdin hefker, that automatically any soda has Kalayim became hefker. Bezdin had to go down, it's a furish, the bezdin had to go down and be mafker. If they saw a soda with Kalayim, they went down and they were mafker the soda. He just says that Taisa's kasha is that why would Yeshua exclude it from his tanoim? Because people want it and it's Kalayim. The same, since anyhow bezdin is going to go down and be mafker a soda, so Yeshua matters, there's no reason that Yeshua should exclude it from the Tanai. That's what Taisa's kasha is. And Taisa's answers that Yeshleim and Hachab and Alekha Shiuruk, the Tanam and Mesachas Kalayim, Umaisla Mamaycha Peris, Kol Sosh Yish Bei Revim, and Min Acha Yemait. That in order to have Issa Kalayim, the Mishnah says in Kalayim, has to be that every saw that has a Reva. Every saw has a Reva Kav, 1 out of 24. Then the Alekha is you have to be a Mait. Anything less than that, it's Beseder. Then there's no problem with Kalayim, it seems it's bottle, and therefore Taisa says that will be the case here. So of course the Bailam want it, but doesn't have Issa Kalayim since it's too small of an amount. And the Koiva Yeshua says that L'chayro, this Taisis doesn't go well with the Rav. There's a Rav in the beginning of Shkolim, in the first Mishnah in Shkolim, says that this whole halacha of the Mishnah in Kalayim is only when it was bottle before you planted it. That means if you had seeds mixed together and there was this other min in it, so that doesn't have a din kalayim, it becomes batel before it got planted. But once it was growing, once it has a din kalayim, then it can't be batel. Similar to shatnez, we know that shatnez, even one little small thread of pishtan and semer, doesn't become batel. That is the isser. The isser is the taruvis. It's only before you planted it, so then before it has a din kalayim, then it becomes batel, and then it won't become kalayim afterwards. So as the Kaveh Yeshua, this case is talking about where it grew together. It's not talking about that you had asovim seeds and tilsad seeds together and they were batel. They grew from the ground together. And you want them to become batel while they're growing. While they're growing, they're kalayim. So Lachari says that the Rav, the Taisus, Lachari would have to argue with the din of the Rav, and the Rav is going to have a different Torah. It's the Taisus Kasha. So the Torah is Zeroyim on this Mishnah, on Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph and Kalayim, is Mayrich. This is side of the Rav. He brings it to Rosh. Also seems to hold this way, and he says, but this Taisvis over here could go with the Rav and it could go with the Rosh's Yisoid also. He says that the Yisoid of the din of the Rav is that once it's Chalun and the Torah's Kalayim, once the Torah's Kalayim is here, then we can't apply the din of Bittel. He says over here it's not Kalayim at all. Over here Taisvis said before we're going like Derabbanon. Derabbanon hold that there's no Isser of Mekayim Kalayim. There's no Din Kalayim unless you plant it. The reason why you have to uproot it over here is only because people are going to think you planted Kalayim, but there's no Chefts of Kalayim over here at all. And therefore, it says Taisvis, therefore says the Torah Zeroyim, so therefore, it was still holding before the Kalayim, and therefore, since we're holding still before the Kalayim, it could become Batel. And therefore, Taisus that says over here that there's a din of Kol Soshish Bei Revi Menach Yemait could go with the Rav. The Rav is talking about a case where it's Chaladin Kalayim. Once it's Chaladin Kalayim, then the Taruvus is happening with the din Kalayim, so then there's no din Bittel. That is the din of Kalayim. But over here, we're talking about that the Bittel is happening before the Taurus Kalayim. It's not Be'emes Kalayim like Darabonin. There's no Isser Mekayim Kalayim. The whole way you could get Kalayim like Darabonin is only if you plant it together. And over here, you didn't plant it, it came up by itself, so therefore, it doesn't have a Taurus Kalayim, and therefore, it applies to din Bittel even the feet of Rav. And the Teres Rhyme speaks out that the Yushalmi also asked Taisus Kasho and says, other Terutzim, it doesn't say Taisus Teretz. So he says the reason why the Yushalmi didn't want to say Taisus Teretz is because Yushalmi holds like Rebbe Kiva. And late Rebbe Kiva, when there's a Makayim Kalayim, that makes a Chefs of Kalayim. And therefore, the fear of Rebbe Kiva, the Kaveh Yeshua's Kasho is true. The Kaveh Yeshua's Kasho that doesn't stim with the whole din, this whole din of the Rav. And therefore, the Yushalmi that was going like Rebbe Kiva couldn't answer Taisus Teretz. Taisus can only answer his Teretz like the Rabbanon that doesn't have a din Kalayim at all. The whole din Kalayim like the Rabbanon is only when you plant it. Sas Tzorachim is Taisus before, and the Taisus before seemed to want to go that this Brisa could go with Rebbe Kiva also. So unless the Brisa itself of Im Chayv and Aysalaka goes like Rebbe Kiva, Ashekim di Zasar Tnoim, The Torah story means to say that the Sarat Noyim, the din of a Sarat Noyim, that says Chutz Visad Tilson, where over there was saying that when he wants it, you're not allowed to go and take it, and that place is asked, why can't you go and take it, L'chayrit Kalayim, that price will go like Rabbanan and not like Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara goes on, the Gemara asks, Uminoya Dinan. How do we know, Rashi explains, how do you know which one you're allowed to take? The Tanai Yeshua, we're coming out, allows you to take something that's nasa la'adam. If the tilsa was made la'adam, then the person doesn't want that sum, you're allowed to take it. Mashiach, when it was planted for a behemah, then you're allowed to take it. How does a person know if it was made la'adam, made the behemah? So answer to Gemara, Amar Papa, Shari Mishari, if it's neatly set up, then it's la'adam. Loishi, Shari Mishari, if you didn't plant it neatly, then you could assume it's the behemah. So if it's neat, then you're allowed to go and take. So the Marashah Madur Basra asks that, what's the Gemara's Kasha Mino Yadidon? And the Chanavi, maybe you don't know, and that's why the Bryce is very good before. The Bryce says, Asaratanam Histi Yeshua, and it says, you're not allowed to take us from him, you're not allowed to take from Asar the Tilson. And the reason is because we don't ever know exactly why he was planted. There's no Bryce before that said, you're allowed to take from Asar the Tilson. We just saw that there are cases of Asar the Tilson, which is bad for it, because it says, Eim Chai Ben Isilakar. Since we don't know, you're not allowed to take. What's the Gemara's kasha minoya dinon? Maybe we don't know, and therefore the Brisa will be much better to learn the Brisa this way. That the Brisa says, instead of making a kimta and saying that when the Brisa says chutz misada tos, it's only talking about certain cases, say that we don't know, and therefore it's talking about all cases. What's the Gemara's kasha minoya dinon? So the Pnei Yeshua answers the kasha. He says that a lot of times in Shas, the maksha is really the tarzan. It means the kasha is not really shver. This Rav Papa that answered the kasha knew that there's a way to know. And therefore, he just spoke out. The Torah's kasha teretz uminoya dinon. Amar Papa shar mishar. Mr. Papa knew that there was a way to know, and therefore he just spoke it out as a kasha teretz, even though there was nothing shver. Like I am a tesis in b'metzia chafal v'manal for the beginning of the metzias for kama. Tesis says it's yisoid. He brings from other gemaras that behechuk the kasha. There was no kasha here. Just the person knew the answer. He knew the din, and he wanted to speak out the din. He just spoke it out. The Torah's kasha teretz. But the Mashah Madur Basa himself says that Lulei Pirish Rashi, he would learn a different pshat. He was asking that L'chayra, the Zalachov, in Machayiv and Isil Lakar, that we're not Machayiv and Lakar. He says if the holding Kalayim is like Tesa says in his second pshat, going like the Rabbanan, is because of Maris Ayin. So he says, why we're not Machayiv and Isil Lakar? There are some cases where a person does want that Sovim instead of Tilson. When he's Zareat Lebehima, he wants it in the Sada Tilson. So therefore, when a person walks by, he's always going to think it looks like Kalayim. Even in a case where he was be'emes areel or adam, as long as we have no way to know, we have no way to be mavchin, so a person's always going to think that the person planted as kalayim. He's not going to know that this sadeh is a sadeh that's a rule of adam, and therefore he doesn't want the asavim, so must be didn't put the asavim there. So therefore, the Gemara has a kasha that doesn't make sense to did of eimachai v'nei selakar. And that the Gemara answers that no, that there's a way out of no, and therefore, when we see it neatly planted, we'll know that every person will know that it was not Zerayat as Kalayim, and Meil is Halacha of Eim Achayim and Oysei Lakar. Rabbi Chodon in Kovit Shiurim and Ois Tzadi, he asked a kasha from a Gemara Chesed Sebat and Daphnun Zayin. The Gemara over there is before that we suffix, we're not sure if a person's Makbid or not, suffix with Maina Lakula, you're allowed to go and walk into the person's field. If we're not sure if a person's Makbid, if he can walk in his field or not, Gemara says, suffix Mama Lakula, that you're allowed to do it. You let it go and take it. So ask Rabbi Chodon, what's the Gemara's kasha mino yadidon? Maybe we don't know. And just be suffic, you let it go and do it anyhow. Why do we need to know the hedya that it's from, that there was a rule of Adam to be able to go and do it? So the feed of Pnei Yeshua, the Chayr, this kasha is also not shver. And Chanami, you don't need to know. And if you wouldn't know, you'd be able to go and do it. The Gemara is just saying that there is a way to know, and therefore, in certain instances, you wouldn't be able to go and do it. Because it's Vadai that you're not allowed to do it. Because you see Vadai that's planted the behemoth, you're not allowed to do it. Feed how the Pnei Yeshua learns the Gemara. But Rabbi Chana goes on, and he says that there's a Maga Mishnah, Perek Dal Digzela, that says that a Suffolk Takana, you don't say. You can't be mitz. If the whole reason why you have a Schus Mammon is not Ikra Din, it's only Besefat Takana, so when there's a Suffolk, even though normally in that suffix you'd be able to do it, but if it's a suffix takono, you can't take mamon out of suffix takono. Rav Chana just mistapik that maybe over here there's a vadi takono, there's a suffix in metzias, if there's nichla in the takono or not, Part of the topic, if this will be nichlal in the klal of the Magamish of the Magamishna on Perek Dal de Gzeila. So we said over before the Shitas HaRambam that Lo Yamid Bekela goes on the other Shvatim. Shevin Avtali is still mutter always to be Yamid Bekela, he can do what he wants. And the Magamishna learns that the Shar Shvatim is mutter not Tafkan Chika, as long as they're not Yamid Bekela, they could go, they're allowed to do Rishvay to Machmiris. The Teres Chaim has a different pshat, the chayyur that will go in the Rambam. He says, he's b'dayik, the Bryce of the Bay says, Tadar Abadon, Bari Shayda, the beginning, Hisvu Shvatim Zeb Zeh, Shal Yifrez Kliya, B'yabris Esfida, Abot Sadu B'rishasis U'bechmurz. So he says that we see over here that there was a Hisvu Shvatim Zeb Zeh. And something else, it's not Mashpat, it's a Tanai Yeshua. So therefore he learns that the Iker Takaris Yeshua was that Loyame Bekela, and it's only Mutter Bechika. And he learned not like the Magabishta. The Mord of an Aleph is a Fashar Shvatim, there's only a heter to go fish with a hook, to fish with a chika. And that it speaks out, Shaloyame Bekela is Lav Dafko, who had to do anything else besides a chika. That'll do Rishasis Achvaris also. And the reason why he speaks out, the reason why we said Shalyabi Bekela, which would be Mashpat, not like that, he says, is coming to say that, to be Bedaik, that the Shevet Naftali, he's allowed to even be Yabi Bekela. Not like Shitas Taisis. Coming to the Fuki, the Shitas Taisis, that's what the Brisa said, Shalyabi Bekela. And he says, that was the Tanai Yeshua, like the Brisa says, Arbat Alf. And Arbat Beis is a new thing, Histu Shvatim Zem Zeh, a new thing that, first of all, they made a Tanai Shevet Naftali, was a vater that he won't be Yamid Bekela. And another thing Shevet Naftali was a vater that he allowed the other Shvatim to use Rishas as a Bechmiris. That was a Safa. Iker Tanai of Yeshua was just to be Matar other Shvatim Bechika, and Shevet Naftali is allowed to do what he wants. Then the Shvatim, or Histu Zeb Zeh, they were Maisif, that Shevet Naftali wasn't allowed to be Yamid Bekela, and everyone else is Yamid Rishas. But he's Bedaik, that was only Bari Shaino. But afterwards, he said the Shvatim had Tzaras Ayin Zebezeh, and they were Chayzer. And therefore, it remained like the original Tanai Yeshua. And he says, and that's why the Rambam didn't bring anything about Rishas and Mechmiris. That has something to do with Hisnu Shvatim. That was Batal. And therefore, the Rambam just brings the Tanai Yeshua, like the Lashon HaGemara, and he learns in the Shittas HaRambam that Lo Yamid Bekela is going on Shar Shvatim, and they're not, and it's Lav Dafka, Hu Adin, they're not going to be. They're not allowed to be tzad berishus of machmaris, and they're only allowed to be tzad with a chika. They're only allowed to fish with a hook. And Shevet Naftali, Kalfi Ram can do what he wants, since the history of Shvatim Zebezeh was bottle. And Pnei Yeshua explains the feet Taisvis. How does it seems like there's two things going on? There's a Tanai Yeshua and Amid Aleph, and there's history Shvatim. He says that the Brisa of Amid Aleph was being koyvel the din of the history of Shvatim Zebezeh also. History Shvatim Zebezeh. And that he says the Tanai Yeshua was just to be Matur Shar Shvatim. And then there was a Hisnu Shvatim that Shevet Naftali Shal Yamid Bekela. And Tosfos holds that the Brisa of an Aleph was, even though the Brisa is speaking about the Tanai Yeshua, but Afal Pi Kain, the Brisa brought down the din of the Tanai Shvatim also, but that's how that's the Halacha L'Maaseh what comes out. He doesn't not medayik like the Teres Chaim that it was only Bari Shaina. And therefore he says that the Brisa, Tosfos explains the Brisa of an Aleph has to do also with the Histu Shvatim Zebezeh, and the Histu Shvatim they were Maisif, the Shevet Naftali is of the din of La Yamid Bekela. But the Yamshel Shlomo says, Yamshel Shlomo over here in the Sugya says a different Pshan in the Sugya, not like Taisis, but he says it comes out like the din of Taisis. He learns the Brice of the Etzib Tanai Yeshua, like the Rambam, that La Yifris Bekela going on Shar Shvatim, and they're allowed to do, like the Magamish learns of the Rambam, that they're allowed to do Rishasis Uchmarim and Chikov, everything's Butter. Only thing is that they're not allowed to be Yam Bekela, and Shevet Naftali is allowed to do what he wants. He says, then the Histu Shvatim Zebazeh, they were both Bevater on one thing. They asked Shevet Naftali that he shouldn't be Yam Bekela, and they were Mevater and they're supposed to use Rishvatis Mechmiris. So therefore, the end of the day, even though he does not Mefarish the Lashon of the Brice of an Aleph like Taisis, he learns that the Lashon of the Brice is only Tanai Yeshua, and he's Mefarish like the Rambam. And, but he says that after the Hisu Shvatim Zebezeh, it ends up like Taisvis. There's a Shvatim with a Vater on the Schutz of Rishas Machmar. It's only Shevet Naftali is allowed to do that. And Shevet Naftali was Makabon himself, not to be Yifris Bekela. So So it comes out that we have the Shitas Pnei Yeshua and Taisvis, Shitas Taisvis, Pnei Yeshua learns the Fi Taisvis, that the Brisa on Amud Aleph is Koyal, everything is Koyal Tnei Yeshua and Hisra Shvatim Zabazah, and the Hisra Shvatim Zabazah was just to be most of that other Aisafa of Voyamid Bekela, that shape to Asr Shevet Naftali. The original Tnei Yeshua was just to be Matashar Shvatim in Chika, and then the Tanai, the Hisra Shvatim Zabazah was to Asr Shevet Naftali, and Taisvis learns that the Gemara, the Brisa of Amud Aleph, that when it brought down the Tnei Yeshua was Koyal also the din of Hisra Shvatim Zabazah. Then we have the Yamshel Shlomo that also comes out Ladina like Tosis, but he mafarish that the Brisa of an Aleph is only the Tanai Yeshua, and the shot in the Brisa is like the Rambam that the Yavid Bekela means it's going on Shar Shvatim, and the Heter of, and Shar Shvatim and Lepchila had a Heter of Chika and had a Heter of Shastuch Marim, and then the Gemara Amar Beis switches around, the Hisra Shvatim Zeh switches everything around, and it asters the Shar Shvatim and Shastuch Marim is like Shitas Taisvis, and it asters the Shevet Binyam Naftali in Layam and Bekela. Then we have the Das HaTeres Chaim, that he learns that the Hisra Shvatim is Batal HaMaisa, and therefore we remain with just the Tanai Yeshua, which he learns is different than the Magen Mishnah Shita and the Rambam. He learns that the Tanai Yeshua was just to be Matar Chika for Shar Shvatim, and everything else they're not allowed to do. And the Gemara goes on, that one of the Tanayim is, V'niftan l'achari yageder, someone could go, if he needs to relieve himself, l'achari yageder, v'afilu v'sadu shum le'a karkun. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, le'nitzcha l'itol imenu tzuror, that he's allowed to take a stone, to be mekaneach himself, Amar Rav Chista v'afilu b'Shabbos. He'll have to take it even on Shabbos. And Rashi on Amud Aleph explains that even though he's being pirate together, it sounds like from Rashi that you're taking the stone from the wall. So the Magen Avraham in Siman Shud Yud Beis Sivkat and Hay, and Mishnah Berurah brings this in Sivkat and Yuches, brings from the Marshal that the whole heter on Shabbos, you can't knock down walls on Shabbos. The heter is talking about you have a very thick wall. You're not making a hole through the wall. You're going to take a small stone out of the wall. And then afterwards, the Magen Avraham brings the Lashon HaTor, and it says, V'lito mimeno. It's not mashma, it's going on the wall. It's mashma, it's going on the sada. And he says the Torah didn't learn that you're allowed to take a stone out of a wall on Shabbos. You're allowed to take a stone from the heter is to take stones from the field. And he says, and therefore, the Rif and the Rambam are mashmit this din. The Rif and the Rambam are mashmit this din, because this is a Befersha Sugi and Shabbos Payal from Beis. Over there, they ready to riff and around. Bring down that halacha, which stones, if you're allowed to pick up stones from a field, stones that are growing things on it, if you're allowed to pick it up from the field. And therefore, the riff and around don't bring down this halacha, because they didn't learn, like Rashi, that you took that they had to take a stone out of a wall. It's achakol like the Torah, that they had to take the stone out of the field, and therefore, they didn't have to bring any special halacha over here. And the Gemara goes on, that there's another Tanai Yeshua, of a toya ben akrum mafsig v'yoyrid mafsig v'oyle, that you're allowed to break through the crumb, rip through the crumb, to be able to get, if you're lost in the crumb, you're allowed to rip through it. So the Raja brings out a Ravid that the Ravid asks, how could it be such a Tanai? It's also l'hatzel atzvim mamich haveira. So the Ravid says that, oh, this Tanai, by the poshet that you're not allowed to do this, you're only allowed to do this if you're going to pay back. This Tanai Yeshua, you're allowed to rip the person's crumb, but you're going to have to pay him back for any hefzer that he has from you going through. And the Ravid says, therefore, it's mutter to do this because of pekuach nefesh. So you're allowed to save yourself with bama chaveri as long as you can end up paying back. The whole issa lahatza atzva bama chaveri is only if you're going to do it without paying back. But if you plan on paying back, then it's mutter lahatza atzva bama chaveri. So the Rashba asks that if there's that poshet im kain, that it's poshet that you're allowed to do this. You don't need a Tanai Yeshua to let someone go rip through crumb and pay if it's a shayla pekuach nefesh. And he says also it should have spoken out that you have to give damim. And the Shita brings down that the Ramah also holds like the Rashba, that Pasha, you don't have to give damim. So Machaik is Raivin and Rashba, and this Tanai, whether or not you have to repay, you have to pay back the Bailim for ripping his Kromim. And Sassar Achin on the Raivin and the Rashba also, that Pasha is not a Shailu Pekuach Nefesh here. Pasha is very clear in the Gemara. The Gemara says that there's another Eitzi, you could go around the Kromim. That's what Gemara explains, that there's no Chiv Deraisa of Ashavas Kufay over here, because it's not Muchach, you have to go through the crumb, you can go around. So how could the Ravid say that it's a Shailah Pekuach Nefesh? There's a way out of him to get out without ripping the crumb. So Archean, the Kavanah of the Ravid. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says, that one of the Tanayim of Yeshua is Meis Mitzvah Kana Mekoymai. So Gemara has a stira of Ramini, Hamoitzi Meis Mutov Asrati, you find a Meis in the middle of a pathway, in the middle of a street. Mafneyul, you put him either to the right or the side, Bryce says, you pick the better field, the field that will have less hepsa from it, you should bury him in that field. So Rashi explains, what was the Gemara's kasha, ver minu? Rashi says, Alma lo ikon makayme, di ikon makayme, mati bala sada shal yamin, vishal smala akuve. If the halacha would be ikon makayme, then the bala sada shal have a right to stop you from putting him in his field. So Kivager asked on Rashi, why did Rashi learn the Gemara like this? Why did Rashi should have learned the Gemara that the Gemara's kasha is that if meis mitzvah kana makayim, you can't move him out of his place. Where does the Baal HaSadah come in? Why does Rashi have to say that the Baal HaSadah could be ba'akif? So if you look at the Marasha Madur of Basra, he's also aiming on this kasha, and he says that it seems that Rashi holds that the din of meis mitzvah kana makayim does not mean that you're not allowed to move him from his place. It means that you're allowed to bury him there. You don't have to go. But someone wants to go and bring him to Basak Forest. Someone wants to. It's Pasha that he's allowed. That's what it seems like Rashi holds. And he says that the Mashmah is called Paiskim is not like this. If you look in Rashi, the same Sugya and Erevin, Rashi and Erevin, Afidzainam and Beis, the Ramas Mafneu, he learns the Gemara like this. He learns like Rav Kivager's Kasha, like Mashmah and Durabas's Kasha. He learns the Gemara that the Gemara's Kasha is a hey, you let him move him. It's also to move a Meis Mitzvah. And very interestingly, if you look at the Teres Chaim and Erevin, Teres Chaim also, but more Meirich and Erevin, he's Matam on Rashi there. He says it's Pashat not like that. He assumes Pashat not like Rikveger and the Marasha Madura Basa. It's Pashat that the whole din of Meis Mitzvah Kana Mekayim is just that we want to make sure he gets buried, so we say we're not going to be Matriach you to take him out of, to go schlep him all the way to Basak Forest. But if a person wants to go and bury him, it's the best thing if you could go and schlep this mace to a Mechubit to get Basak Forest. Give him a nice kfura, it's pasha that you'll add to. It's pasha that will be a good thing to do. There's no issa to move him out of his place. And he says, therefore, you have to learn like Rashi by us, like Rashi and Baba Kama, that the kasha is just that if there's a din of meis mitzvah kana makoimoi, so he's masbid the gemara, he's masbid shakar tari the gemara. If there would be no din of meis mitzvah kana makoimoi, there would just be a din that you're allowed to bury him where you want. There'll be a din, of course, there'll be some sort of takana that you're allowed to go and bury him. You don't have to bring him all the way to the Beis HaKfaris. So then he understands that you don't bury him in the middle of Asrat, you know, it's a Makam Rabim. The Gemara would understand that there's a din that you don't bury him in Makam Rabim. It's better to go and put him on the side in a Makam Yachad. It's more better to be Mafsid a Yachad than to be Mafsid a Rabim. But the Gemara asks, if there's a din Kana Makaymai, there's a din that this is, he's Kana his Makam, and this is his Makam Kfura, that you can't start making Cheshbonos who you're going to be Mafsid. There's a din of Kana Makaymai. The Baal Sadeh could say, he has a place, he bought himself a place of Kfura. This is his place, he bought this place, it's Kana Makaymai. And there's no right for someone to go and be Mafsid someone else if a person has a Makam Kfura. If the lumness of the Takana is like it sounds like Kana Makaymai says the Teres Chaim, then the Gemara asks, then it doesn't make sense to have a Difus go to this one and this one. This is his Makam Kfura. That's the Gemara's Kasha. But of course, says Teretz Chaim, there's no kasha why the person's allowed to move him. It's pasha that you're allowed to go and move him to good Bakum Kfaris. And the Chazanish, Baba Kama, Simon Yeches, Ois Yudalid, is bestopping in this, in these two tzadim. And this seems to be Machlekes Teretz Chaim with Marsham Durabas and Sum Kiveger, and seems to be two Rashis. One Rashi by us seems to hold like the Teres Chaim, and Rashi and the Erevin seems to hold like the Kivegim, Mashab Dur Basra. Chazish is bestopping in this, and he explains the reason why it would be Usr is because in a Chanam, the Yisoyed of the Din in Pashat like Teres Chaim, that we want it to end up getting buried. We don't want, if we're going to tell him, person, he has to bury him in a normal place, it's not going to end up happening. So therefore, we allow him to bury him here. But he says that there's a tzad to say maybe Chazal made an Isser. Maybe part of the Chazal, the Tekanas Yeshua, that there's an Isser, because if we're going to allow you to start moving it, you might get tired on the way, it might take a long time, and it might not end up happening. Chazal could be where you're going to say, Titan Shabriyas, that very possible a lot of times, the Meitz Mitzvah won't come L'Kfura if they allow you to move him. Therefore, they said, just bury him right where he is. And it's us if you to take him somewhere else, even if you think that's a very good thing, you want to bring him to Makam Kfura, could be the Chazal where you're going to say, Titan Shabriyas, that it might not end up happening, and therefore they want you to bury him right here, and it's us to bury him. So the Chazanish says, and this Shai L'Chayil is telling two truths about Taisus and Ksubas. Taisus and Ksubas that Yitzayim and Aleph brings, and that Rabbi Kiva said, Tchila Shimush Yifnei Chachamim, and that he took a Meis Mitzvah, and he brought it Dal Milim, and he brought it L'Kfura, and he thought he was doing a very special thing. And they told him that when he came back to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer told him that every place, every step you took, you were Shafeach Dam Noki. So Taisus assumes that the pshat over there is because he should have been learning. What's he doing with Meis Mitzvah? So Taisus over there asked that we know that Halacha is Mevatn Talmud Torah. He asked in the Gemara, Ksubas Dab Yizayin says, Mevatn Talmud Torah, name Meis Mitzvah. So why did Rabbi Lezer tell him it's Kilu Shfachta Dam Noki? So Taisus in his first Teretz answers that no, that's not the pshat. The reason why there was Kilu Shfachta Dam Noki is not because he was Mevatl from Talmud Torah. The reason why he was Shfachta Dam Noki is because he's not allowed to move a Meis Mitzvah out of his place. So Zavur and Taisus like this tzad, like the Marsham Adur Basra, Kveger assume it is an Isser to move a Mace Mitzvah out of his place. Tosis brings down another test from Yehuda Mikarvil that know that the reason is because he was Bevatan Talmud Torah, even though the Gemara says Bevatan Talmud Torah, Bipnei Mace, but over here it wasn't a Posh the Bittle of Talmud Torah, it was a Bittle of Shimusha. He was being Mishamish Chachamim. The Godel Shimusha Yosem Limuda, and on Shimush Talmud the Chachamim says the Rabbi Yehuda Mikarvil, over there, there's a halacha that you're not allowed to be Bevatan even for a Mace Mitzvah. And therefore, it seems that, says the Chazanish, it seems from Yehuda Mikarvil that he held that there was no problem at all the fact he moved the Mace Mitzvah. He, like, Tais assumed in his Kasha. So the Chayr will be telling the two truths of Tais Subis, this suffix, and these two tzadim that we have in our Chayrim and our Sugya. The Yamshel Shleiman, our Sugya just brings down that Bizman Azeh, that we're in between the Goyim, and we don't have a Shus to be covered where we want, and if we do, they might dig him up. So therefore, we don't have this din of Meis Mitzvah Kana Mekaymai. Wherever you find a mace, you should bring him to Beis HaKfaris. And the Taz and Simon Shin Samach Dal, Tzvkot and Beis, and the Shach Tzvkot and Yud bring down this Marshal, B'lishum Choylik, that B'zman Azeh, we're not knowing the din of Meis Mitzvah Kana Mekaymai. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara asks, that are these the only Tanayim that Yeshua made? Are there other Tanayim? And the Gemara brings that there's a Tanay, B'shem B'shmol B'neishar B'yechum and Breika, that if two people are walking and one person's devash, which is much more expensive than wine, the chavis broke and it's spilling out, so you should pour out your wine to save his devash. And now the person that owned the wine, he lost his yayin, so he has a right to be teveir a bala devash for the demei yayin. So the Gemara says that we're in hold of this tonight. So Tosis asks, that what's the story over here? If the story is talking about that it's the whole barrel broke and it's going to spill all out, it says Taisus, and it's Mefker Kazachina. Well, of course, he could take the Dvash himself. He doesn't have to, the whole thing doesn't apply. The Dvash is Hefker. And Taisus says, Elamai, you tell me it's Iko Beisabad Karachalad, it's ropes around the Chavis that's holding it together that it won't spill out. So it says Taisus, so it's Yachal Hatzal Idea Tchak. That means that the person could save it. So why would the Bala Yayin have a right to go spill out his wine, save the Dvash, and then be to their money for the Baal Dvash? The Baal Dvash can say, I don't need you to help me. I can save it myself. It's Yochel Hatzal Yidei Adchak. So Tosis answers that over here, we're not talking about the Baal Yayin spilled out his wine and saved the Dvash. We're talking, the din over here is that the Takada is that the Baal Dvash himself has a right to go and use the Baal Yayin's Chavis to save his Dvash. And we're talking about with the Baal Bayis, the Baal Dvash, he went and he said, I want you to save my Dvash. He could force him to go save his dvash. So there, of course, as Taisus, he can't come along and taina ayin tiyachal hatzai dey etrak. So why should I give you bala yayin? Why should I give you yayin? Pasha, you yourself will go ahead and save it. So you spilled out my wine to save it. So therefore, you have to pay me back for the yayin. So Rav Sameach in Perek Vav Alochi Yedal from Hilchos Gedolah Va'aveda, he adds to Taisus. He has his own cheshbon there, but the Perek Vav is a svar that he says that lefizeh it could be talked about even in a case where it's breaking and it's any achal hatzel, where it's about to fall, everything's about to come pouring out. So even though the Gemara later on says mefker kozachina, but he says once it's a takanas Yeshua, once it's a tanai Yeshua that the bal dvash has a right to use the bal yayin's chavis to save his dvash. So there, just like if the bal dvash would have other chavis, it's pasha that wouldn't become hefker. He has a chavis right nearby. Now that there's a tanai Yeshua, so he now has a way how to save his dvash. Ayidei the chavis of the Baal Yayin, and therefore wouldn't become Hefker either. Teres Chaim is Bedaik from the Rambam in Perik Yibbez Alokha Hei, that the Rambam seems to hold that Eko Beis Abad doesn't mean the Gemara's Kasha over there, the Hefker Kezachin is Mashmah in the Rambam, that it took me to spill down on the ground already. Not that it's gonna spill down. And Eko Beis Abad doesn't mean like Tesis that Yochel Hatzei Dei Etrak, just means it wasn't yet spilled. And Teres Chaim says that the Rambam holds that it Shadayin Lo Nishpach, the Rambam holds, as long as it's not spilled yet, it doesn't become Hefker, even though it's going to go to Ibud. Even though there's no way for him to be matzel, still sitting in his chavis, that doesn't have a din of Hefker. And the Teres Chaim says that that's how it's mashed in the Rambam. He wants to modify it a little bit, but he says it's not mashed in the Gemara, it's on the ground already. But he says if it's going to fall, it's going to all fall bevas achas, that's mehefker. But if it's going to slowly drip out, even if the Baal Chavis, the Baal Dvash, has no way how to save it. He has no way how to save it. If the Baal Yayin's Chavis wouldn't be, it would go to Ibud. But still, it's not Mehefker. And therefore, he says, it's Beturit Seis Kasha. It's talking about a case where it's going to go to Ibud. There's no way in the world the Baal Dvash is going to be able to save it. So therefore, the Baal Yayin has a right to take the Mea Yayin from the Baal Dvash, because he saved his Dvash. The Baal Dvash had no way how to save it. But Afal Pikein, he can't say Mefkeri Kezachinim. Mefkeri Kezachinim is only when it's going to be Shefech B'vas Achas on the floor right away. It's going to slowly drip out. Right now, it's sitting in his Keli. Just because it's going to end up spilling out doesn't make it Hefker, and therefore, he says that would be the case of this Braisa. The Gemara brings down another Tanai that the Gemara asks, why didn't Rabbi Yechanan bring down this Tanai? The Gemara brings out a Tanai, V'aki Aser of Oven Am Rabbi Yechanan Echad Ilan Noitu Seich Tzalech Aver V'ach Ilan Asomach Hametzer Mevi V'kayre. He's allowed to go and bring Bikurim, and it can be Kayre V'shas Bikurim Shalman Askin Hilcha Yeshua Yisrael Tzaretz, that the person should have a right to put us Ilan right near the Sada of Chaveri. So the Gemara in Baba Basra Chavav Mabez brings that Ula's argues on this Tanai Rabbi Yechanan. Amr Ula, Ilan Asomach Hametzer Seich Sheish Esri Amo Gazanu V'in Mevin Mimenu Bikurim. So the Briskerov and Hilchas Shumis brings from a Rajba on the Afchav Zayin, Shem the Rach, that the reason why Ula argues on Yechidim is he doesn't hold of the Tanai Yeshua. He doesn't hold of this Tanai Yeshua. But the Briskerov brings it, the Rajba of Heyam Abiz brings a different pshat. He says that Ula holds, it doesn't help Tanai Yeshua. In a Chalam is a Tanai Yeshua that you're allowed to have Ilan Samach Metzach Averi. But it doesn't make it Admoscha. That doesn't make it your Karka. To bring the Kurim has to be Admascha. In Echlam, you have a Rishus to put it there. But that doesn't make it Admascha. And therefore, Ula holds that you can't bring Bikurim. Gazlanu ve'inim evi Bikurim. So the Briskerov there explains that Rabbi Yechron also agrees to Ula that it's not your Karka. That the Tanai Yeshua doesn't make it your Karka. So Rabbi Yechron holds that the Din Admascha is enough as long as you own the Karka under the tree. Now, it says the Briskerov, of course, if you had no right to go put your roots in the other person's field, that would be afka from admoscha. That would be the head not admoscha, but your tree is being yoinik from something that you don't have a shus to be yoinik from. But he says, Kozman, you have a shus to be yoinik from them. So then, as long all you need for admoscha is all you positively need, as long as you have no negative problems of roots going in the wrong places, as long as your roots have rights to where they go, as long as all you need is the karka under your tree. And therefore, Abyechlam, Achaikis, Abyechlam, Ula says to Briskerov, is in the lumpness of admoscha. Is admoscha enough that you have right under your tree, or you have to own every single place where the tree is being yoinik from? See in a minute that maybe there's a different way how to understand Rabbi Yochanan. The Lacha Mishnah over there on the Rambam and the Chassidus came on in Parak Hei Halacha Gimel, where the Rambam brings down all the Tanai Yeshua. He asks that the Rambam, he brings from the Beis Yosef the Kasha, the Beis Yosef the Simarish Ayin Dal, asks that the Rambam in Parak Yod Gimel Halacha Tesvav brings down the din of Rabbi Yehuda, that b'shas etzah svalim, the person is allowed to be mighty ziv the rishus harabim v'tzayv kol shleishim yoyim. So how could the Rambam bring down that asara tnoyim? The Gemara over here says that if you hold asara tnoyim, and that you argue in the din of Rabbi Yehuda, so the Lacha Mishnah brings down from the Beis Yosef that the Rambam, since the Gemara and Daf Lamed discusses the din of Rabbi Yehuda, so the Rambam held that the din of Rabbi Yehuda is true. And our Gemara says that we don't know the Rabbi Yehuda, so the Rambam learned that all it means is that we don't hold that it's mitnai Yeshua. Of course we hold of the halacha, but we don't hold it's the Tanai Yeshua. If you look at Ramei Simcha, the Chedush Ramei Simcha, here he says that the Rambam learned that the Tanai Yeshua is just that you should be potter from paying. But since the Rambam doesn't pass him like that part, the Rambam passes Yechayev to pay, the fact that you're allowed to put the Zevel into Rosh Hashanah, that's not the Tanai Yeshua, that's that you're allowed to do Stam. You're allowed to do Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to use it as one of the tzarchim that Rosh Hashanah was given for. That's not the Tanai Yeshua. The Tanai Yeshua is just that you should be potter from paying. And since the Rambam paskins chayv l'shalom, so therefore he didn't count this into one of the tanaim of Yeshua. But the Lacha Mishnah goes on and he asks that still shved the Rambam and Hilchos Bikurim Perek Beis Halacha Yud Aleph brings the din of Rabbi Yechanan and brings this halacha of Ilan Asamach Meitzach Averi is maybe the Kayra. And the Rambam says beferish al menaskin Hilchos Yeshua Yisrael Tzaretz. He says clearly that Tanai Yeshua. So how could the Rambam bring down the din of Asara Tanoim? The Gemara here clearly says that if you hold of Asara Tanoim, you can't hold of this halacha. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Shua Malevi was the one that said Asara Tanoim. And Rabbi Yechanan said this halacha of Echad Ilan Anaita Seich Sadech Averi, that Echad Ilan Asamach Hametzer doesn't hold that they're only Asara Tanoim. He has to hold there's at least 11. So Rabbi Tzal Zotni, in a Sefer Mishnas Yaivitz, in Chayshim Mishpot, Simmer Lamed, Oisvav, he has a Hakira. He says, what's the Tanoim of Yeshua? What's the lamas of the Tanoim Yeshua? Was it a Tanai in the Ancholos Ha'aretz? That when he was Manchel Ha'aretz, every person he made Tanoim, that you only have it with these Asar Tanoim. That you have all the rights, your whole rights in the field. When Yeshua was Manchel Ha'aretz, he only gave them over the Aretz with these Tanoim. Or no, he just made a hefker bezin hefker. He made a regular hefker bezin hefker, nothing to do with anchos ha'oretz. So he says that L'chayr is telling him this, and the Gemara is nidin before. The Gemara is nidin before. He says it's a machoikis of Yehuda and Shmuel. He's a daik in the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah says in Parakei Halacha, hey, when the Rama brings down that the Tanoim Yeshua are even a chutzart, he says, he says it's before in the Magen Mishnah, it's a machoikis, that the Gemara before that there was a nidin between Rav Yehuda and Shmuel. Rav Yehuda seemed to assume that there was no Tanoim in chutzart, and Shmuel says, no, there are Tanoim even a chutzart, it's a machoikis of Yehuda and Shmuel, whether the Tanoim of Yeshua are Noig in chutzart. So says Rav Tzal Zolti that this machoikis of Yehuda and Shmuel was in what the Pshat and the Tanoim of Yeshua was. Rav Yehuda held it only in Eretz Yisrael, so he held that Asarat Tanoim were that Yeshua was only manchal aretz, he was Mashiach in Nanchal, that they're not let all these Tanoim, that they don't only got the karka with these hagbolas of schusim, with the other person has a schusim nesada for these things. Mashiach and Shmuel held it was a hefker bez and hefker, so therefore Shmuel held it was even a chutzart. So Yehuda doesn't apply in chutzart, Yeshua was a manchal am chutzart. So says Rav Tzal Zolti im Kain, we could say that the whole kasha of the Gemara, why didn't we say Rav Yechon's Tanai is only like Rav Yehuda that the Tanoim aren't Neigel Chutzarts. As he says as follows, he says that like the Briskarovas Ba'ir, that even if there's a Tanai of Yeshua, it doesn't make it yours. He says if the Tanai of Yeshua is just a Hefker Bez and Hefker, Hefker Bez and Hefker doesn't make something yours. Hefker Bez and Hefker just, it could maybe be mafki in a moment of the other person and give you a shus to use it, but doesn't make it yours, Sadeh. And therefore he says, if it would only be out Hefker Bez and Hefker, then you wouldn't be able to be Kari Bekurim. Not like the Briskarov. Briskarov learns in Rav Yechanan that even though it's not your Sadeh, but it's enough as long as you have the Sadeh under the Ilan. The Mishnah Yavis wants to say not like that. But everyone holds like what the Briskarov says in Ula. Everyone holds you have to own everything. But he says that therefore the Tanai Yeshua, the way we would understand it, if it's in Chutzar, it's also, it would just be a Hefker Bez and Hefker. That wouldn't be enough to be maybe Bekurim. It's only like Rav Yehuda that it was a Tanai in the Ikra and Chalo, so then you can understand that you could actually own the Sadeh, to a certain extent, the Sadeh Chaveiri, to be able to put your Shrashim in, then it passes to say, maybe the Kaira. So he says, therefore, the Gemara's Kasha was only like Rav Yehuda, like Shmuel, this Halacha would have to be a different din. This din, ki asa Rav Avin or Rav Yechanan, the fish Shmuel, that the way the Tanayim of Yeshua are only hefker bez and hefker, or even a chutzaretz, so that wouldn't help for bikurim. So must be this din of bikurim is a whole new din over here. The emes a tanai like Rabbi Yehuda learned, like Rabbi Yehuda learned over here. It would have to be an emes a tanai in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he says like Shmuel halacha is kashas not shver. It's two different dinim. That's asar tanaim shenchil Yeshua saaretz. Those are regular hefker bez and hefker, and those apply in chutzaretz also. This, in order to bring Bikurim, the Tanai Yeshua had to be different. The Tanai Yeshua had to be that he gave them a schus in the karka, and that had to be be'emes a Tanai in the Anchalos Ha'aretz. And therefore, there's no kasha why we didn't list this one. It's a whole different thing. Only that Rabbi Yehuda, he holds all the Tanayim were like that. So that's the Gemara's kasha, that why didn't we list this one also? And he says, if you look in the Rambam, it's very meduik in the Rambam. The Rambam, what he says in Perek Hei Halacha Gimel, he says, Eilu HaTanayim Shehisni Yeshua B'shah Shilchas Ha'aretz. At the time when he's Malchal Ha'aretz, he made these Tanayim. Masha'enkein in Hilchus Bikurim and Perek Beis Lachit Alf, when he brings down the Tanai of Ilon Asamach Chametzah Chaveiroi over there, he explains it's al Menas Kein Hilchus Yeshua's art. It was a Tanai in the Gufa and Chol. And it's very meduyik, that's two different Tanai, and therefore it's not the Kash of the Chamish will be Meturitz, that the Rambam didn't count these in the Asarat Tanai, because it's a whole different Tanai, it's a whole different type of Tanai, and therefore it wasn't counted in the Asarat Tanai.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.